Well, good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon today, which is Tuesday. Tuesday, God knows what date it is. It's the day before my birthday. Anyway, popped up today to see a friend of mine in Oxted. Haven't been here for, 10 years or so. And it's quite odd, actually, because all over the place, including the council offices in the village centre, they have solar panels all over the place. And I came up here to see Alan, who's just had solar panels fitted, spent £15,000 on solar energy panels for his roof, along with about another dozen installations that I've noticed up here already. And quite extraordinary. You know, why would you spend £15,000? Well, there's a very good argument, apparently. And Alan was telling me all about it, so I thought I'd share it with you. Apparently, the government have introduced what's called a feed-in tariff. It started in April of last year. And what it means is that when you get solar energy panels from an accredited supplier, as he did, you get paid 41.3 pence per unit of electricity generated on your roof, regardless of whether you use that electricity or not. Something else happens as well. His electricity bills have now stopped. And I've looked at all the stuff he's just shown me on the internet. It's absolutely incredible. Totally true. You can check it all out on various websites like the BBC, the Guardian, the Times and the Sunday Times. Just been looking at it this afternoon. And his electricity bills have stopped. The government projects that you will earn £100 per panel per year. And that is what his electricity company will pay him. So not only has his electricity bill stopped, but his electricity company is now going to pay him once a year in April at a rate of around £100 per panel per year. And that's based on 1 hour of daylight in the winter and 3 hours of daylight in the summer. Where do they get these figures from? Most extraordinary. But based on the government figures, his installation, it's 17 panels, should be returning him about £1,700 a year. In April, and he'll get a pro rata payment in this coming April, based on 1 hour of daylight in the winter, 3 hours in the summer, and he doesn't pay his electricity bills either. Now, if you forget about the fact you're not paying your electricity bills, but just look at the return on the investment, £15,000 worth of solar panels on his roof, £1,700 a year coming back in, what's that? It's not 10%, it's probably about, 8.5%, 9%, something like that. And it gets better. This revenue that he's getting, which is calculated based on 41.3 pence per unit, 1 hour daylight, winter, 3 hours summer, is index linked. It's inflation proofed. So it's guaranteed to keep pace with inflation. And not only that, it's guaranteed for 25 years. So anyway, needless to say, I've decided to buy some solar panels and I'm going to put them on my roof, which, you know, I'm just looking across at Alan's roof there and, well, the roof space that he's got, I would say mine's a bit larger, so I can easily get 17 up there. Apparently 17 is the maximum. You don't want a system of, that will generate about 4 kilowatt hours, 4 kilowatts per hour. You don't want anything bigger than that because the government won't, there's max or something. I don't quite know all the ins and outs. Anyway, nevertheless, got to finish now because Audio Boo, I've got the free one, only lets you record for 5 minutes and we're at 4.5 minutes now. So just thought I'd share that with you. Have a great day, everyone. And, I'll let you know more when I decide to actually start working. All the very best. Toodle pip. Now, I'm just trying to work out how to stop this. What do I do? Menu? Publish? No, that doesn't do anything. So hopefully it will just stop. Actually, I think I do pause. That's it. Okay, cheery bye for now. Bye-bye.